Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Miller. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon bunts in front of the plate. Fosse fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Buford scores. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. Buford reaches second base with a double. McNally moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 0 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally scores. Buford moves to third. Salmon moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Salmon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman misplays the ball. That's an error on Heidman. Salmon scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to second. Heidman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Heidman. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendricks moves to third. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNally for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton is hit by the pitch. Sims moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller pinch hits for Bob Miller. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNally moves to third. Buford moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heidman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hydman hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.